Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello. Advanced properties. Hello, hello. 1, 2, 3, and yeah. Okay, cool. Cool. This looks good. Recording properties look good. Hello, bedtime listeners, snoozing in your sleeping positions, relaxed, reclined, ready for a hard work night sleeps to happen now. It's me, your host, your capable host, Daniel Kay. I'm recording slightly differently today because there's been a mix-up in my schedule. I cleared time today, this wonderful Friday, to record another episode of the Digimon PSP adventure, and I got set up with my normal little recording device to play it. I go to turn on the Vita and, oh no, surprise, surprise, it's totally out of battery. So I've quickly gone and plugged it in. It's charging now. It wasn't quite ready to turn on, but rather than waste this little bit of time, I've turned to my trusty old desktop computer here, which I'm sitting down at, where I've got a copy of Digimon World saved. And what's Digimon World, listeners? Well, this is going to be a special little bonus episode where I'm just going to play a little bit of Digimon World. Digimon World is an old PlayStation Digimon game. So it's now, what, like 24 years old. It's a 24-year-old game right now. It's not going to be quite as modern as the Digimon Adventure for PSP. It's a little bit more old-fashioned than that. And it also, I think, was like production on this game started before the anime came out. So it doesn't have any of the anime characters in. It's really all about the little Digimon virtual pet Tamagotchis. That kind of spawned all of this, the show and this game. So we're just gonna, like, you know, leave Taichi Yagami and Kishiro Izumi and Yamato Ishida and Sora Takanuchi and all of them alone for one episode, just while my Vita is charging, just because I didn't want to waste it. And we're gonna see what life is like here in Digimon World. I'm playing the European version, and also I don't have a PlayStation controller, but I do have a GameCube controller which I can plug into my PC. So I've remapped all the GameCube buttons to be kind of like the PlayStation buttons. And if you know about those two controllers, you know that, well, you've had to do a little bit of fudging, haven't you, Dan? Yes, I have. Yes, I don't have an L2 button. Hopefully Digimon World doesn't require an L2 button. Yes, the X button of the PlayStation controller has grown large and green and moved up into the middle of the controller, as opposed to being down at the bottom of those buttons. The square is small and red and is to the left of the A button. And the circle button has an X on it for some reason. And, well, would you look at that triangle that's turned upside down and grown a little stick on top and lost the bottom bit, and it looks kind of like the letter Y. But apart from that, it's basically a one-to-one switch transformation. So without further ado, let's see what this whole Digimon World business is like. Unpause the game. Sony Computer Entertainment. The familiar nostalgic sound. Ah, of the PlayStation logo. PS, PlayStation, licensed by Sony Computer Entertainment Europe. SCEETM. And this game starts with, here we are, an opening cinematic. Bandai. We see the Bandai logo flashing around in a grey, cloudy field. Kind of like where, oh yeah, here we are. We're seeing the clouds part and we see Japan from afar. It looks like we're zooming into like Tokyo, the kind of Tokyo region. We see a city park. And there's some kids playing with their little Digimon devices. Oh, and they're battling the Digimon together. My Metal Greymon's number one. And there's another kid who's running through the park. They're in a yellow puffy jacket.
he can beat Metal Greymon. No way, your shrimp won't have a chance.
Huh. And they're battling their Digimons together. This kid in the yellow jacket is running to meet up with their friends. Yeah, he's got a yellow jacket, a red backpack, and a little, like, grey beanie. And he's waving to his friends now. Hey! And his friend's like, oh, you're here. His two friends are battling their Digimon devices. Metal Mamemon and Metal Greymon are battling. Let's see who's going to win the battle. And we get a zoom in through, like, a digital tube to an incredible cyberspace. Wow, a canyon built out of wireframe lights. And then it's filled in with a texture, like the world is being generated, and there's Metal Mamemon, and there's Metal Greymon. And they're like blasting each other with missiles, and they got big metal claws, and they're having an exciting battle. Boom! Metal Greymon exploded with Metal Mamemon. Metal Mamemon looks kind of like a little metal Pac-Man, like a little cannonball, but with a big claw weapon and a cannon. Metal Mamemon shot a lightning bolt at Metal Greymon. Metal Greymon stomped the ground and a stone looked like it was about to fall on Metal Mamemon. And then we cut to Digital Monsters, Digimon, the title screen, press start button. That was just the little excite, the teaser at the beginning of the game. That's to show like, hey, welcome to Japan. Here we are, kids have got Digimon devices, they're in municipal city parks, fighting Metal Mamemons and Metal Greymons with each other. You ready to start playing Digimon World? Yes, I guess I'm ready. I think that this was originally released in Japan in 1999, but from what I can gather, this European release is from the year 2000. I might be wrong about that, but I think that this is just coming out in the tail end of the 90s, this game. So it's not new. I'm going to press the start button here in the middle of my GameCube controller. Okay, I'm gonna... New game. Checking memory card. So why not choose slot one, hey? Saving data file. Oh! A little character has strolled out onto screen. It's a little fuzzy, like, wild man caveman, but with grey hair, like an old caveman. And he's got, like, a stick or a scepter. Or a quarterstaff with what looks like some kind of beast's paw on the top of it. Like his, I don't know. Yeah, he's a weird wild man, caveman kind of guy. Gigimon! Oh, he's like a caveman Digimon. Gigimon. Oh, I'm Gigimon. Tell me about yourself. Do you have a Digivice? Well, Joseph does. I can say yes or no. Yeah, of course I do. Yeah, I definitely do. Oh, I see, says Gigimon. Oh, next question. Okay, so we're being quizzed. Which do you like better, day or night? Day or night? Well, that's really tough, because at daytime, I get to do fun stuff like record this podcast, but then also I go and work at university, and I have a good old time helping the students do their art projects. I really like that. But then at night time, everyone goes to sleep, and I get to, like, laze around being lazy. And no one needs me to do anything. So, it's a really difficult question. Let's say daytime. I think I prefer daytime. Oh, all right, says Gigimon. What's your name? Oh, I get to name the character. Well, it's going to be weird. There's no characters from the anime in this game, so maybe I'm going to name... I want to name my main character. I was thinking about this earlier. K-O-U. Is there enough characters for this? I want it to be Kashiru, but there's not enough characters to spell Kashiru. Hang on. Okay, so it might have to be Izzy. Should it be Izzy? I-Z-Z-Y. Izzy. If we can't be Kashiru Azumi, then we can be Izzy. Izzy, right? Says Gigimon. Yes, my name is Izzy. Oh yeah, well, what's your Digimon's name then? What? Name my Digimon, but I can't see my Digimon. How can I name it without knowing what it's like? My Digimon's name is... How about... Goobo. My Digimon's name's Goobo. Okay. Oh, it's Goobo, is it? All right. Yeah. Izzy says, yes, my Digimon's name is Goobo. Oh, yeah, well, good name, says Gigimon. Thanks, Gigimon. Well, that's all of the questions that I've got. See you later, then. Okay, Gigimon. I should have said, Gigimon is just in a black screen. We're not anywhere. We're in no environment whatsoever. Oh, we get a cutscene. I'm in an elevator. Izzy's in an elevator. Going up to the fifth floor. This must be our apartment building where we live. In the city. Near the park, maybe. Wow, Izzy loves Digimon so much, his beanie has the word Digimon written on the side. And I guess he went to the park to play with his friends. A Digimon fighting game. Here he is coming home on his own. Little kid. Going up to the fifth floor of an apartment block. I'm home, he says, opening up the house. The lights were off. Maybe his parents are out. Yeah, it's like an empty, lonely apartment. There's a note. I'll be home late tonight. There's pudding in the fridge. Something, 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 signed Mum or Dad. I didn't get to read it. And then, oh, beep. We're surprised to hear a little beeping noise. We look around. What is that? Thinks Izzy. What the heck? There's something strange. We zoom down the corridor into Izzy's room and we see his little digivice. The screen is flashing strangely. Izzy enters his room and the screen flashing stops just before he gets in. Oh! The Digimon in his little virtual pet is trying to talk to him, but then bazoom! The Digivice flashes with light and Izzy floats up into the air! He's levitating above the Digivice. Oh no, he's turned into like computer graphics, little dots of light, and then bazoom! All of the dots of Izzy light are sucked into the Digivice and he goes through a digital tunnel. Oh no, we've been sucked into the digital world. Poor Izzy. Well, you know, kind of dangerous, those digivices, aren't they? And welcome to File City. I think it was, his Digimon was a Coromon on his little digivice. The little, you know, the little pink basketball. And here we are. Well, look, it's our old friend Gigimon. But there's also a whole bunch of baby Digimon around. We're kind of in like a little, what I think of as like a little Harvest Moon looking environment, kind of like just like a green grassy space with some sort of ramshackle buildings and these sort of animals all around us, except instead of animals there are just like one of every different kind of Digimon. Gigimon says, oh, he arrived, it worked. All the Digimon are happy about this. Poyamon is like, a human, just like you said, Gigi. Who's Poyamon? Izzy's like, And Gigimon is like, shush, 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 everyone, he's getting up now. Huh, where am I? Asks Izzy. Welcome to Digimon World. What? Yikes, says Izzy, surprised to be surrounded by Digimon. Tokomon says, what's the matter? Tokomon is like the little quadrupedal marshmallow who turns into Patamon, by the looks of it. Who are you guys? Asks Izzy. Gigimon says, well, these are all Digimon. Did you what? Asks Izzy. Izzy, you know what Digimon are. You can't shut up about Digimon. You go to the park and play Digimon with your friends. You come back home and you get exploded into the digital verse through your Digivice. You know what Digimon is. Huh? I thought you know all about Digimon, says Gigimon. Oh, I got it. This must be a dream, says Izzy. And Tokumon says, it's not a dream! Hey, wait, you're a Tokumon! This is a really realistic dream I'm having right now. Gigimon says, Izzy, this is not a dream, but it's not real necessarily either. What are you talking about? Who are you? Asks Izzy. I'm Gigimon, says this old caveman. I don't know of any Digimon by that name, says Izzy. Well, there's more Digimon than you know about. This is Digimon World. Digimon World? Asks Izzy. For the PS1? Wow! Gigimon holds up his scepter with an animal paw on the end of it. Oh, no he doesn't. He just turned around so that that became the tallest part of his sprite. Never mind, I'm wrong. He turned around so that his back is facing us. This world is not a dream and nor is it real. It's our world. Gee, it looks too real to be a dream. Well, look behind you and you'll see what I mean, says Gigimon. What? Behind me? Ah! It's Agumon. Agumon approaches me. Wait, is this Gubo? Asks Izzy. Gubo must be the name of our Digimon in our Digivice back in the real world. I remember now, I got sucked into the Digimon keychain. The Digivice. Yeah, that's right, says Gigimon. Why am I here? Asks Izzy. Come to my house and I'll explain everything, says Gigimon. Gigimon's house. What's Gigimon's house like? I'm waiting for the game to load. Okay, well it's just like an empty garage with huge big Digivices hanging on the wall, like as big as a backpack. I invited you here to save us all. It's got a rug that looks like a Digivice, and there's like a coffee table made out of a big Digivice down here in the bottom. Save you? Save you from what? Asks Izzy. Where we are in File City. It's the center of File Island. It's different to the File Island I know about. What, a city? Here? Asks Izzy. Well, it was a city. There used to be all kinds of Digimon who lived here. Digimon started to lose heart, and they moved out of their city. Huh? What? What do you mean? Asks Izzy. Well, I'm not sure what caused it. Digimon just started losing their speaking skills. Some of them still talk, but they all forget that they lived here, in File City. Oh, that's what you meant by losing heart. It's dangerous if we do nothing about this. But why me? Asks Izzy. You're good at raising Digimon, right? Well, I am good at it, alright. I'm good at it, alright, says Izzy. I sure am good at it. That's what I would say. But the game's like, I'm good at it, alright. And Digimon says, don't you realize that you're speaking Digimon right now? Huh? What? No way. I'm speaking plain old English right now, says Izzy. Well, to us it sounds a lot like Digimon, says Gigimon. And all the Digimon flip with happiness. Yeah, that's right, says Tokomon. In this world, your love for Digimon will give you strength. Thanks, says Izzy. Well, that's why I chose you. You can rally all of the Digimon on the island. What? Says Izzy. Says Izzy. You can count on me then, says Izzy. Alright, yeah, we're committed. Alright, says Tokomon, and all the Digimon do happy flips again, and even Izzy does a little happy jump in the air and he pumps his fist. Thanks. You're our only hope, says Digimon. Why is Izzy your only hope? Just do it again with a different person. What about one of Izzy's friends? Where do I get started? Says Izzy. Well, just take Gubo here and explore the island. Find the cause of this danger and set Digimon to come back. Alright. Well, let's go, Gubo, says Izzy. And Gubo the Agumon follows us out of Jijimon's house. Wait, no, I haven't finished yet, says Jijimon. But we're gone. Well, we wait for this loading screen. Hell yeah. It's Izzy and Gubo. It looks like it's just the ending of nighttime, according to that clock up there. Maybe we're just heading into morning. Oh, interesting. There's a nice little touch. We're walking around the grassy field in front of Jijimon's house. And then there's a section of concrete here. But the grass and, like, the dirt continues growing into the concrete. And it looks like circuitry. The grass is growing in the patterns of a circuit board out into the concrete just for a little bit. And then it ends in these little, like, connectors. These little diodes or anodes or whatever. And there's one of these little hairy baby Digimon. Uramon.
Okay, I'll explain to you the surroundings of the city. Native forests surround the city. The Digimon around there are not very strong. There's a training camp on the west side, and I think you would go there often. Tropical jungles on the east side across the river. I don't know what's past that, though. There's a mountain and a lake on the west side, and then it's a dead end. If you keep on going south, there's an ocean. And there's a high mountain in the north. It's also a dead end. And since this city is the center of the island, there must be vast areas in the north. I'll check out the rumor about the outside areas. You come back and find out more, okay?
Yeah, I'll do that later, I guess. It looks like I can see how happy Gubo is, but also how cool Gubo is, because we get a little smiling face and we get like a face with sunglasses on. I'm just going to try going to the west. Alright, okay, here's my menu. I click my item, my Digimon. I could scold Gubo or I could praise Gubo. Let's praise Gubo. Oh, we give Gubo a little... That's interesting. A little scratch on the chin. His happiness went up, but his coolness went down. Oh, Gubo is talking about eating some food. Gubo, do I have any food for you? Let's check our pack. Nope, no food for Gubo. Alright, let's go to the west. Maybe there's some green gym. That's what this is called, green gym. Is this a gym? There's a Coromon here. Hello, Coromon. Hey, I'm Coromon. Gigi told me to tell you all about training. Do you want to ask me something? What's training? Teaching me how to train or no, it's okay. I think I understand training. Oh, well then, I'll get more info for you soon. That's alright, let me just go to the forest. So up here, this is the gym. It's like an open-air gymnasium on the grass. Maybe there's like mini games I can do with Gubo here. Oh, maybe I'll try this one. Should we do this one? Training, waterfall. Let's begin waterfall training. Let's normal mode waterfall training time. All right, Gubo's getting in a waterfall. He's standing in the waterfall. Yeah, do it, says Izzy. Yeah, you can do it. He's just standing there under the water of the waterfall. He's doing waterfall training. It looks like he's hungry. He's talking about, like, meat on a bone. There's a little speech bubble above his head. How is this? Alright, that's it. Okay, great. His MP went up by 80 and his defense went up by 2. Yeah, good job. Good training. I'm a good trainer. Okay, let's leave the gym now and keep on going south. Here we are, the native forest. That's what this area is called. Must be like old growth. Ah, wow, says Izzy. Another Agumon approached us. Agumon says like, like isn't saying anything, just question marks and exclamation marks. What? Now? Okay, well then let's fight then, says Izzy. Okay, it's a hostile Agumon. Listen to that fight music, amazing. Battle! Okay, we did a baby flame. We did another baby flame. Looks like this is on auto mode. Okay. Oh, we hit it. That baby flame made good connection. I'm just standing in between the two. They're just doing baby flames at each other. Okay. This actually works exactly like the battle in the Digivice does. When you do, you know, in your Digivice, your little virtual pet thing. This is how the battle works. Okay, he did a battle attack on us. I'm gonna do a battle attack on him. Uh-oh. Okay, yep, I see. I think this is like the last round? Oh no, the second last round. Push square! Which one's square? I'm pushing square! I'm hammering square! Pepper breath! Oh, hammer square! I'm doing it! I'm trying my best! Yeah! I did 208 damage! We knocked out the enemy Agumon! Yatta! Says Izzy. Row, row, says Gubo. Agumon is SM Agumon is SM recovery dropped. And I got some bits. Amazing, I got 100 bits for that. And now the enemy Agumon is like, oh, I lost! Oh, rats. Izzy says, I should probably invite him to the city now. Excuse me, says Izzy. Could you come to the city? What? The city? Says Agumon. Wait, you mean that old place? Well, says the enemy Agumon. Says the enemy Agumon. Says the enemy Agumon. Well, okay then. I'm Agumon. Really nice to meet you, says Agumon. And off he runs. He left a floppy disk on the ground. Agumon joins the city. I think we did well. Alright, it pays to try. I'll keep on asking, says Izzy. And we jump in the air and do a fist bump. Let's pick up this CD, this disk. Whoa, says Izzy. SM recovery. Agumon, how are you doing? Can I see your stats? Let's look in the Digimon menu. Okay. Disc. Happiness. It looks like this coolness isn't coolness. It says discomfort. I think it's happiness, discomfort, and then like virus. There's a little symbol showing how sick he is, and he's not sick at all. Gubo. He's an Agumon type Digimon. Age 0. Weight 15 pounds. Okay, our HP is still low. 479 hit points out of 801. Tech Spitfire and finishing move Pepper Breath. X to go to technique set and triangle to go to tech. Okay. Well, that's great. Oh. This grassy field has a huge, like, halogen bulb display sign, like a big old roadwork sign. That's embedded in the grass, just under our feet. We can walk across it. And it's showing us directions. Gigimon's house to the northeast. That's cool. Green gym to the north. And what else? The native forest to the southwest. Cool. And, like, next to the sign, there's obviously, like, a maintenance hatch also embedded in the grass. Like, if you had to come and, like, change the wiring underneath the ground. And what's this? This is like a manhole cover here. Let's keep on going south-southwest. Through this grassy environment. It's very specifically like mowed grass, like a real park. But then around the edges, there's like long, floppy, unmowed grass, unkempt grass, at the bottom of these trees. So we can't go too far into the wilderness, but we're in like a mowed park at the moment. So let's go down to the southwest to the native forest. Yeah, that's still like mowed grass. Interesting. There's another halogen bulb display. Like, all these tiny little Yeah, this light display, but this one's in disrepair. The glass is all, like, cracked. Oh, no! Gubo says... Well, Gubo's saying he needs to go to the toilet? He's holding his bum and is saying a speech bubble with a picture of a poo on it. Like, what do I do about that? How do I care for you? Yeah, there's a symbol in his condition that's like a poop. He needs to go to the toilet. How do I make the Digimon go to the toilet? Maybe I should have talked to Gigimon some more so I knew what on earth to do. I just praise? Good. You can do it. Ah, oh, I'm gonna run back to Gigimon's house. This is too complicated. Yeah, he's still saying he needs to go to the toilet. Oh. I know, Gubo, I know. I'm going to Gigimon's house. I'm gonna ask how to care for Digimon. Oh, there's a Beatamon! Let's fight a Beatamon. MODOK-I Beatamon. This is my territory, says MODOK-I Beatamon. Ah, oh, hostile Beatamon. Are you okay, Gubo? You can fight even though you really need to go to the toilet? Let's find out. Battle start. Yeah, good one. We're doing okay. Take that. Oh no, it blocked it. Nice, didn't block that one. This is less tough than that Agumon we fought. We're gonna knock it out before the battle timer's done. This battle kind of works like a passive Tekken. There, we got it. Where there's like a battle timer, but it's like a number of moves. And then there's a random chance for the enemy Digimon to block your attack, and there's a random chance for you to block their attack. But the chance is different depending on what type of Digimon you are. But we didn't let, like, the move counter get to no more moves left in that battle. We just straight out beat the Beatamon. And we got another 100 bits. Now we got 200 bits. The Beatamon just ran away. No, I want to tell you to go to live in the city. Oh! Okay. Gubo did a poo. The Agumon did a poo. So now what? What do I do with this poo? There's just a poo here in the middle of the park. We can't leave this here. Do I have to clean up the poo? I should have to clean up the poo. Does the game want me to tell it off or something? I'm not going to scold my Digimon. I'm going to do a no-scolding playthrough. Should I scold him once? You don't go to the toilet in the middle of the path. You go to the toilet in the Digimon toilet. We were trying to get to the toilet. No, I can't bring myself to scold you. I'm going to praise you. Good job. Well done. Pat, 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 pat. Well done, Gubo. Good job doing that poo right here in the middle of the path. If I go away and come back, is the poo going to be gone? I hope so. Alright, I've entered File City. Wow. Whoa, look at this. Hey, there's a little baby Digimon that's going to turn into a Gabumon. One of the ones with the big thorn spikes on its head. So File City, the concrete of File City has grass growing through it in the shape of a circuit board. And there's one massive manhole cover right in the middle. Kind of like a motherboard or something in the middle. And there's all of these like power plugs. Oh, the trees are growing out of power plugs off in the wilderness areas. That's interesting. Like the trees are plugged into power points in the ground. Okay, we'll return to the crossroads before the native forest and see if the poo is still there. The poo's still there. How do I clean up the poo? This is a problem. What button cleans up the poo? Okay, I should totally have talked to Gigimon some more about how to care for Digimon, but let's just keep on going to the southwest. See if we can fight like a Digimon boss or something. Okay, Mount Panorama is in the northwest, or Drill Tunnel. Let's go to Mount Panorama in the northwest. Follow this path to the west. Drill Tunnel entrance. Hang on, but I want to go to Mount Panorama. We might be going to Drill Tunnel. Wow, look at all this machinery. Yeah, here's the Drill Tunnel entrance. Maybe the Drill Tunnel entrance goes to Mount Panorama. Izzy reads this sign, which is in Japanese. I can't read it, but Izzy's like, hey, it says drill tunnel. Yeah, okay. There's like a green light, red light, but the green light's illuminated, like we're allowed to go in. So let's go into drill tunnel and see if we can get to Mount Panorama. What's that I can hear? Sounds like drills. Drills in the hills. Oh, who are you? There's a Digimon I don't recognize here. It's like a little goblin with a bone. It looks like a baby, Ogremon. Let's talk to it. Goburimon.
You must be an outsider.
We're immediately fighting Goburimon. I bet you Goburimon will digivolve into Ogremon at some stage. It's like a little baby goblin with a club and a mohawk. Okay, it's totally beating up Gubo. Oh, Gubo holds his own. Oh no, this thing's got 533 hit points. Now I've got 192. Okay, this is maybe bad. Okay, good. We blocked that attack. That's good. Nice. Excellent. It's down to 380 and I'm on 185. We can maybe do it. Oh no, I'm out of MP. Like, get it. Oh, maybe there's nothing I can do. Alright, run away! We're running away! We ran away! We're out of drill tower. I mean, drill tunnel. Okay. Wow. Okay, how are you feeling? Maybe let's go back to Gigimon's house. Maybe we can rest up at Gigimon's house. I think we need some HP back. Hey. Hey, Gubo. Come here. Good job. Praise Gubo. Good job, Gubo. Okay, we're going to just travel back up to Gigimon's house and see if we can have a nice rest or something. And make sure I don't step on the poo on the way back. What a weird game this is. You know, I don't think this is as good as the PSP RPG. Ah, running away from a Beatamon. There's the poo. We've avoided stepping on the poo. Here we are in File City. Back up north we go. Quite a slow game. Here's Gigimon's house. I'm gonna return to Gigi. Yeah, Gigimon's house is like in an open old tin can on the ground. Like he's a bug in that movie A Bug's Life in the Bug City. He's got a cardboard box full of glass bottles. He's got a couch chair made out of cut cardboard. Look at all these Digivices. And here's Gigimon. Gigimon. Can I rest somewhere?
Izzy, you did it, says Gigimon. Agumon came back to the city. He started a business over there.
You what?
Hopefully more Digimon will be just like him.
He did? Well, what kind of business? A bed business?
The prosperity rate of the current city is 1. It's far from how it used to look.
But it's better than none, right? Let's go see if we can sleep somewhere in File City to get our health back. Maybe the business he started was like a food business and we can buy some Agumon food. Oh, here's a little plant which turns into Palmon. How's it going?
Tanamon. Hi! Do you need any meat?
Oh my gosh, listeners! There was a field of plants growing, or like what I thought was little, you know, little seedlings in this tilled field here. But on closer inspection, those seedlings are strangely white. I realize that they're bones, and that the lumps, which I thought were like the buried portion of the seedling, that's lumps of meat. So this must be a field in which meat is growing. Wow, what an incredible future in which meat just grows in the ground.
Tanamon says, do you need any meat?
Tanamon, I do.
Oh, I haven't told you anything about this, have I? This is a meat farm. We grow meat for everyone to eat.
Wow, what a utopian ideal. Izzy says, you grow meat?
On a farm?
Tanemon says, yeah, why do you ask?
Well, no reason, says Izzy.
Gigi and I have decided to give you 3 pieces of meat daily, Izzy, says Tanemon. Here's your meat for the day.
I got 3 pieces of meat.
Wow, just like in the RPG, the PSP RPG. I got meat.
Okay, it's in items.
Meat makes Digimon a bit full. Let's do it.
I'm gonna use it on Gubo. Here you go, Gubo. Yeah, munch, munch, munch.
How do you feel, Gubo?
I accidentally praised Gubo instead of seeing the stats. Okay, discomfort really low. Happiness, doing okay. My little virus meter went up a little bit. Maybe it's because you did a poo in the park? Should we go... I don't know. I don't know how to do that. Maybe just medicine every now and again? Like preventative... like, yeah. We give them all... prophylactic doses of antibiotics because of their terrible pooing habits. What a wonderful world the Digimon world is. Just like the Digivice. Just nothing but cleaning up poo. Okay. Let's go check out the Digimon shop. Is it over here? Do I have to go back down to the city? So just past Gigimon's house is the meat farm, but that's a dead end. It's by this beautiful lake here. Is that a waterfall? Let me walk up to the north. Maybe we can do some more waterfall training. It is a waterfall. Oh. Uh-oh. Gubo's feeling sleepy and hungry. Okay, we'll have another bit of meat. That's fine. But what are we going to do about this sleepy feeling? Yeah, it's starting to get dark, I think. Well, you need to go to the toilet again. Don't do it here in front of Gigi's house. You're sleepy and you need the toilet. Where are the Digimon toilets? Like, the Digimon is saying I need to go to the toilet, but what am I going to do when it needs to do this? Is there, like, there should be public bathrooms in this game. Wow, what a game idea. That your Digimon needs to go to the toilet. We're in the middle of the city. Don't go to the toilet here. We've got to find a public bathroom somewhere. No, not here. No, it's in the middle of the city. No. Bad, bad Gubo. Oh, Gubo, it's okay. I can't scold you. Good job, Gubo. It's okay. Don't worry. Praise Gubo. Okay, maybe that other Agumon sells, like, coffee or something so we can stop feeling tired. No, there's no shops here. How do I sleep? Who can teach me about how to sleep? Maybe you can. This little not quite Gabumon. Hey, Sage, you know where there's a broken bridge in the east part of the city? We didn't think anyone would ever use it, so we didn't do anything about fixing it, says Sunomon. We're thinking about fixing it on our own, though. Until then, go check the west and south sections, and then come back and see me. Okay, so later on I can fix the bridge. Maybe I have to go to the training. Maybe there's some sleep training we can do. Maybe in Gigi's house, there's a couple more Digimon. Maybe they're going to teach me how to go to sleep. Let's talk to these other little Digimon in Gigi's house. There's this little red one here. Who are you? Punymon! I'm Punymon! Why don't you rest here for a little while? I thank you, Punymon. Yeah, Punymon is sitting on the cardboard chair. 1 hour rest recovers HP and MP, and it lowers your tiredness. Yeah, rest!
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 Rest! It's over!
Rest, okay. We've rested. But Gubo is still tired. You just rested. We gotta rest some more?
Rest!
Hang on. How do I see your tiredness level? No, I can't see the tiredness level at all. It looks like discomfort is super low, that's good. Happiness is okay, that's good. Life, we've got 3 hearts, that's good. our virus level is slowly creeping up. The more poos we do, at some stage we'll have to buy some medicine, I guess. Oh, sleep! It's in the menu! Sleep! Agumon, go to sleep. Gubo. Oh yeah, Gubo just lies down on the ground wherever we are and goes to sleep. Let's save game plus sleep. Checking memory card. That must be it. It's not good enough just to rest for an hour, you actually have to sleep. And there we are, we wake up in the morning. And it's a brand new day here in File City. Is the poo gone from the ground? Let's go check. Maybe they cleaned up. Oh, it's still a little bit dark. The sun hasn't quite come up yet in the day-night cycle. It's gotta be like 5 a.m. or something. The poo's still there. Okay, listeners. We did a save and a sleep. Now, I can't pretend that was an easy game to know what I was supposed to be doing in, but you know what this has been? This has been an incredibly quick episode to edit, because all I really had to do was stick the word rest in there from that competitive Super Smash Bros. Gameplay, where that guy using Jigglypuff does the attack rest, and you get to hear the commentator scream the word rest really loudly. Pretty funny. It's over! Rest! Anyway, and so with that, it's time for me to say goodnight. I don't think I've enjoyed this game, but you know what? I bet my PS Vita's batteries have charged enough for me to play one episode and record an episode of the actual proper Digimon Adventure for the PSP and not weird old Digimon World for the PlayStation. Which, you know, I guess this game's good for something, right? Okay, see you around, everyone. Goodbye. Someone